Word of mouth.
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 Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. It is summer, time for blockbuster movies, along with a few memorable flops in recent years. Remember the dismal box office for Battleship, The Lone Ranger, The Fantastic Four? Well, they all made more on their opening weekend than this summer's tanker, Warcraft.
There's no other life but war. No, but with the humans' help, there could be.
Why are you here?
To save our people.
The film, based on the massively popular multiplayer video game World of Warcraft, pulled in just $24 million on its opening weekend, plunging brutally its second weekend. But those are domestic numbers. Warcraft is doing gangbusters in China. K.O. McFarland is staff writer for Wired, and he says while counting on the global market is nothing new for Hollywood, Warcraft may have changed the game. And K.M., I'm told I can call you Kevin.
Yeah.
Welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you.
So $24 million domestically on opening weekend, you know, not bad for an indie movie. How bad is that for a blockbuster?
Well, for a movie this size with a budget of about $160 million, it's pretty dismal. It's on par with the movies that you said in the intro there. It doesn't look like there's any chance of it making back its budget domestically, which, I mean, it happens for blockbusters every year, but this is a particularly bad opening.
And 73% plunge its second weekend, leading some to wonder if it will even make a third weekend. So how is it doing in China?
Well, it opened on a holiday in China. So for the first 5 days, it took in over $150 million, which is a record for a North American release in China. And that's, I think, in large part due to the production company Legendary making some smart business partnerships with companies in China, which sort of led a big marketing boost for a North American film in the Chinese marketplace.
That's an interesting part of all this, how business is done in China. But first, with the trend in blockbusters, as you point out, they are now count on making a lot of money abroad. Why do you think this one was such a hit? Was it just the marketing?
Well, I think if you look at the rest of the foreign markets, that China really is the one place where it did this kind of record-breaking numbers. And I think that can be attributed to the way in which the production company made some strategic partnerships with distributors and other media companies in China. You look at big blockbusters that do well in the United States and well overseas, the sort of percentage breakdown, they tend to make about 40% of their box office take in the United States and, you know, 60 upwards of 70 outside the United States. Warcraft is on pace to make close to 90% of its money outside the United States, with the large share of that being in China. And that is what is unprecedented for a blockbuster.
So that's never happened before?
No, not on this scale. Mm.
Well, obviously, a lot of viewers in China, but how is the Chinese movie market different from here in the U.S., both in terms of numbers of viewers and of screens, and how do they organize it and distribute it?
Well, the number of screens is pretty high. There's 35,000 theaters, I believe, and the president of the largest theater chain in China has suggested that the Chinese market can take up to 80,000, that's the number that they're looking at. Their viewership numbers, their box office numbers year over year are still going up by a large amount. They've averaged 30% growth over the past 5 years, whereas the United States box office tends to fluctuate in sort of the single digits up and down. China is a huge growing marketplace for box office. So that's why I think studios are still looking to really get into China. China still limits the number of foreign films that are released in the country. It's only 35 a year. And that's not 35 American films, that's 35 foreign films from the entire rest of the world. So to get the opportunity to open in China and get in front of that large of an audience that's growing still to go to the box office is a big opportunity.
Does the government still run the cinemas, or are they commercial ventures?
The China Film Board is determining which films are allowed to be released in the country. And they invest in certain films. Warcraft had some investment from the China Film Group, which is a state-run organization. So the government can have investment stake in the success of certain films.
Well, I have read through the years about how movies are very much playing to an international market. You know, they'll set their movies in international settings, sometimes slight cultural tweaks of characters to play better. Do you, Kevin, predict a day when U.S. studios actually make a film pitched at the international audience first?
Well, I mean, Warcraft is a pretty good example of what one would look like. Because it's set in a fantasy world, it's not quite pitched at the international audience in terms of reality. But I think if you look back at another film produced by the same production company, legendary Pacific Rim was produced by the same company, and that film, while it is a sort of large-scale robots fighting monsters action film, is set largely in Asia and was a large success in international markets when it barely made over $100 million in the United States. So there are sort of examples from previous years, and I think as the marketplaces elsewhere in the world continue to grow and the United States box office experiences slight growth, but not a sort of the large scale growth that other countries are, that you're going to see production companies and studios that are investing hundreds of millions of dollars in these productions aim to the markets that are going to make more money. Hmm. And that means perhaps catering more to Chinese box office audiences.
Well, Kevin McFarland, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Kay McFarland is a staff writer for Wired, covering all things cultural. And we spoke with him about his article, Thought Warcraft Tanked? Nope. It changed blockbusters forever. You can read it at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.